Hello, everyone. Welcome to TechNet Radio. My name is Kevin Remby, and I'm a senior technology evangelist on the U.S. Developer Experience team at Microsoft, and I'm your TechNet Radio host today. Identity management, security, application and information protection, device management lifecycle. These are all big, big topics, and these are the things that keep you IT leaders up at night. These are topics that need to be thoroughly addressed if you're trying to successfully support productivity for your users through secured and controlled mobility. Now, my guest today is more qualified to cover these topics in great detail, and in fact, he already has many times. He's none other than Microsoft's Corporate Vice President of Enterprise, Client, and Mobility, Mr. Brad Anderson. Welcome, Brad. Great to see you again.
Yeah, great to be back. It's been about a year, I think, since the last time we spoke.
I think so, yeah. And a lot has happened in that year. It's kind of amazing. Not only in Microsoft and technology and some of the things we're going to be talking about today, but even, for you and your job. What are you doing now? Maybe a little bit different than what you were doing a year ago.
Yeah, you know, as a company, one of the things that we have, some of the shifts that we made in terms of responsibilities and roles as Satya went in as a CEO, is he really kind of looked around and said, listen, I want to put some of my senior leaders and have them be incredibly focused in specific areas. You know, for the last several years, I ran, System Center, Windows Server, all the anti-malware, all of our endpoint and mobility management engineering teams, and specifically the program management. And where Satya and Scott Guthrie asked me to focus on was, let's have Brad go focus on just this enterprise client on mobility management, because that's one of these areas that we see as one of the highest growth rates, one of the highest growth opportunities for the company, as well as one of those areas that customers are asking for, a stronger Microsoft solution and more investment. And so that's what I'm focused on right now. So in terms of what the engineering team that I lead builds, Config Manager, which I've now been working on, close to 12 years, Intune, remote desktop services, and something we have in preview today called Azure Remote App, which is effectively a rebuild of remote desktop services that's actually running and hosted inside of Azure. And we're really close to being completely done with that one.
Fantastic. Okay, I'm glad to hear that, too. That's another enabling technology for people to gain access to those applications and having it hosted for them. So with this enterprise mobility focus, you've been doing a lot of really great detailed blogging. I know you have a series of blog posts called Success with Enterprise Mobility. Now, why do you feel that it was really important to do such an in-depth series?
You know, first of all, the market or the segment of enterprise mobility management is incredibly young. It's a brand new market segment. You know, by any means, if you take a look at the number of licenses, the amount of revenue being generated, you know, less than 10% of the world's devices that are being used to access corporate information, corporate data are actually being managed through an enterprise mobility management solution today. So it's super young. It's a super, fresh market, if you will. And we're about to go through, I believe, a whole bunch of consolidation. Like any market that is new and is just growing, there's a whole bunch of consolidation that comes as it starts to hit mainstream. And we're definitely seeing that in this enterprise mobility management solution in this area. So I think we're going to see a number of these players. You could probably list 10 or 11 or 12 different organizations that deliver mobility management. And I think over the next 12, 18, 24 months, you're going to see a significant consolidation begin. And I think you'll also see a couple of organizations rise up and take the leadership positions. And we certainly think Microsoft is going to be at the forefront of all of this. And so a lot of the blogging, a lot of the work that we've done is really about market education, about what we're doing across identity, management, and productivity as we deliver what we think is the world's premier solution for enabling enterprise mobility.
Definitely. And, certainly having a good head start with regard to the technologies and infrastructure that we already have in place. I think, people are realizing that's not a wasted investment when you continue with Microsoft down that path, and we're leading the way in that regard.
And Kevin, that's a really important point, because one of the things we've always believed, like most markets as they mature, markets consolidate. And so while many organizations have deployed, or a number of organizations have deployed a mobility management solution, what we see happening in the market is that mobility management now converging and consolidating with the PC or the desktop management team. And so that's been core, first and foremost in our vision and our strategy since day one, which is let's enable the Config Manager teams, these teams that have been using the technology that we've been building for 20 plus years, to expand their impact, expand their influence in the organization, and take on the responsibility of mobile device management in addition to PC management. And that just makes all the sense in the world. Organizations want one set of tools to manage all the devices their users want to use, and that's inclusive of PCs and mobile devices. And so we see that consolidation happening in mass. Like, I'll give you an example. I was just out visiting customers in the Netherlands, in Spain, and in the UK, And without exception, every one of the customers that I went to that has got Intune deployed and is managing, you know, mobile devices through Intune is also using Config Manager to manage all their PCs. And in fact, most of them are running in the hybrid scenario where they're using both together.
Yeah, okay. Well, it makes a lot of sense, for sure. Now, along those lines, then, I understand that starting next Tuesday, you're going to be starting up a four-part webcast series, a webcast per month, and you're going to have some all-star guests. So you're going to dive into some of these enterprise mobility topics. What is the series title, and what will you be discussing?
Well, the webcast series is called Success in Enterprise Mobility. And what we've done is we've gone across Microsoft and collected who we think the key leaders are that are working on this promise of enabling enterprise mobility. And then over the course of these four webcasts, we're going to dive into specific topics, whether it's, you know, Office and the integration we're doing there, identity management, integrating, your Config Manager environment with your Intune environment. But bring the experts in, and then we'll actually sit down, the first two with one of the analysts from IDC, the second two with one of the analysts from Forrester. And we'll spend about a half of an hour diving deep into a specific topic, and then we'll have 30 minutes of live Q&A at the end of that. We actually recorded the first one this morning. We were actually up in a hangar here a few miles north of here, and all I can say is it was awfully, awfully cold. You know, this airplane hangar, there was no heat. It was about 27 degrees outside, and you can actually see our breath when we're talking. But it was, I think it turned out pretty well. So maybe I can dive into the four topics and who's going to be here and go into some of the detail. So the first one, we're talking about the importance of the productivity application, specifically Office, as a part of your enterprise mobility strategy. And joining me on that webcast is Kirk Hornsauer. Kirk runs the engineering team that builds Word, PowerPoint, Excel, Visio, and he has responsibility for those applications on Windows, iOS, and Android. As you can imagine, his team's very, very busy these days with all the things that they've been announcing on iOS and on Android. And what Kirk and I are going to be talking about, and this is the first one this next Tuesday, so December the 9th, is all about the importance of the productivity apps as you think about enterprise mobility and the work that we've done across identity, productivity, and management, so Office, Azure Active Directory, and Intune, to truly deliver what we think is the premier solution for enabling organizations and users specifically across all of their devices to be productive and have that just beautiful, unmistakably Office experience on all their devices. And we talk about, what we have delivered is such a unique offering in terms of the value that it delivers and how this solution from Microsoft, again, across identity management and the productivity applications is very, very unique. And that's number one. Number two is Michael Wallet and myself. Michael has worked for me for 8 years and has run, the engineering teams, for me across MDOP, Config Manager, Intune, our anti-malware, is really an expert in the area of endpoint and client management. And what Michael and I are going to be talking about is the work that we've done to help organizations consolidate these roles and responsibilities and efforts of PC management and mobile device management. We've always believed that these roles would consolidate and that it was the desktop management team's responsibility to extend out and also take on these efforts and the responsibility of mobile device management. And so we go through the details of how we've connected into a Config Manager through these things that are called weave packs. Go into a little bit more detail of, again, the integration of Office and how that all comes to how that all comes together and gives that great experience, but at the same time, go through the work we've done on the back end that allows us to integrate at the back end so that when a problem does happen and an organization calls for support or an escalation, we've actually integrated all of our processes across Intune, across Azure Active Directory and Office 365 to quickly be able to troubleshoot that. And that's number two. Number three and four, I'll be joined by Christian Kane from the Forrester Group and with Alex Simons. Alex Simons is the Director of Program Management in our identity team. And so, Alex leads all the efforts on Active Directory, Azure Active Directory, and just recently took on all the responsibility for what we've done from a Microsoft security account. We actually just recently combined those organizations. And the first one is really going to focus on how do you know when you're under attack, and how can you identify that and stop and block those attacks? As we watch, with quite a bit of, horror and empathy as, kind of customer after customer, organization after organization appears in the trade magazines on the front page of the Wall Street Journal with some kind of a hack, many of those things could have been identified and prevented had they been using capabilities like the Enterprise Mobility Suite. So Alex and I are going to be covering all the innovation that we've done in identity, and how we're using machine learning, for example, to be able to identify when a user account's been phished and when it's been being accessed now by the bad guys, and how you can take action to block that. And talk about identity and how that relates into an enterprise mobility management strategy and the importance of identity. And that'll be number three.
Okay.
Number four, Alex and I will be back again, and we're going to continue this focus on security. And we're going to go specifically into what we call the four layers of protection. And so as we think about mobile device management and enterprise mobility management, we believe you have to have a layered approach to protection, kind of defense in depth. And we're going to cover what those are one by one. So we'll talk about mobile device management, or MDM, and I think the market understands that one pretty well. We'll talk about mobile application management, the things that we're doing from a container perspective across Windows, iOS, and Android to truly enable organizations to be able to put policy and security around the apps and around data. Now, one of the things that we'll talk a lot about is this is where others in the market stop. You know, so there are other MDM vendors who can do MDM and MEM, but they only provide two layers of protection, and we provide two additional layers. The third layer is protection at the file level. And we're going to go into the detail of how we're actually able to now embed the access privileges into the file itself. So, for example, if I go out and I create a file and I save it, I can say, for example, that Brad has access to that, so does Kevin and Ben, but then nobody else does. And what happens is we actually embed those access privileges into the file, and they now travel with the file, so the file becomes self-protecting. And so we're going to talk about how we provide that third layer of protection on the file level, and then we'll wrap up with all the work that we've done from an identity management perspective, because at this point in our history, at this point in the industry, identity management is more important than it's ever been. In the world of BYO and mobility and organizations enabling their users to work on an ever-expanding number of mobile devices, identity management has to be first and foremost in your strategy. And so, again, we protected the device, the app, the file, and the identity level, and that's what we're going to go through in detail.
Fantastic. I look forward to that one, too. I know when I deliver my IT camps on enterprise device infrastructure, and when we get into that topic of those layers and application protection and then the protection of the files, people's eyes light up when they realize this document is protected no matter where it goes in the world. And sending it up to someone else's cloud really doesn't matter anymore, as long as I have the ability to check the rights of that document on a cloud-based service, maybe hosted as part of Azure. Which is an amazing feat, and people are really excited.
I think we all have examples where either we ourselves or someone we know has accidentally sent a file to someone that it shouldn't have gone to. You know, certainly with the name Brad Anderson in the industry, you know, it's not a very uncommon name, but you know, there have been multiple times in my career where I've received emails that was destined for other Brad Andersons in the industry. And this concept of, you know, data leakage and how you protect that is foundational to all this. And so we'll talk about those four layers of protection and why Microsoft is unique in being able to offer that.
Well, the series sounds really terrific. Now, where can people go to find the schedule for the series?
Yeah, to get to the schedule of the series, the best place to go is aka.ms/emmwebcasts. So that's emmwebcasts. C-A-S-T-S. And there's two S's in there. So, again, aka.ms/emmwebcast. That's where you can get the overview of the four sessions of the four webcasts and actually be able to link out to the registration for each one of those. The other thing I would encourage people to do is also, you know, go through and read the blog series that I've been working on. This blog series is also called Success with Enterprise Mobility. And the best way to get to that is aka.ms/enterprise mobility. That'll take you right into the midst of that blog series. I think we're at 25, 26 different posts. There's another one going up this week. And that really gives a really good overview of our strategy and why it is that we've taken the approach that we've taken.
Fantastic. Good resources. And I know our viewers will take good advantage of that. So that's all the time we have today, Brad. Gosh, I know people are going to be making really great use of this information. Is there anything else you want to leave them with?
No, you know, I just tell you that in terms of the amount of innovation that we're doing across Microsoft right now, it is it's remarkable. I think under Satya's leadership, some of the changes that we see happening across the company, the pace of acceleration is accelerating, the amount of integrated scenarios across the company. I look at the work that I've just been involved as we've integrated identity management and the mobility apps from Office. It's remarkable what's coming into the market. And all this is rolling out right now and going through the rest of the holidays and into January. So I couldn't be more happy, more proud, and more just kind of personally satisfied with just the amount of innovation we're delivering right now. That's, to me, that's exciting.
All right. Well, once again, Brad, thank you so much for your time today.
Great to be here. See you again.
All right. And we'll see you all again soon for another edition of TechNet Radio.